Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
6:41, can't mess around this morning because this young lady we're about to meet for Kid of the Week's got to go to school. She's already, like, day four, and she's back in school. Last week.
It seems early, but it's about the right time.
Well, when you're Kid of the Week, you got a lot to accomplish. You don't sit around all summer. Chloe Healy is her name. And Chloe, you are on Kid of the Week, and you're this week's Kid of the Week, thanks in part to our friends at Rand Raymond Chevrolet. Don't forget the Kid of the Year honor at the end of the year, where Dave and Mary Vandeville will be sequestered until they come up with a Kid of the Year. When you do that, we'll let you out of your sequestration.
It's really not necessary to sequester us.
Sequestering.
Well, I'll lock you up.
You don't have to lock us up. I'm happy to do it.
No, I'm going to lock you up. Going to lock the two of you up until you come out with a Kid of the Year. And it could be Chloe.
Could be Chloe.
Thanks to Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Let's go to Chloe now. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome.
And you're back at school already?
Yep, we do start early.
Okay. What grade are you in this year?
I'm in sixth. So I'm in middle school.
Sixth grade. Well, you sound very mature for a sixth grader. What's the last immature thing you've done? Did you have you broken anything you shouldn't have broken? Have you fibbed to your parents? Anything like that? Or you sound are you this mature all the time?
No, I'm pretty mature for my age.
Well said by you. All right. So your grandmother, maybe your grandfather told us about you. We'd talk about what you're going through as a family. What happened to your dad?
Well, my dad had a blood clot. We were in Tennessee visiting our relatives. And when we were driving home, I was about 4 years old. And my dad was a passenger. And he just said, well, my leg is really hurting. And so my mom asked him, well, do you want to go to the hospital? And he said, no, I'll just wait to visit our family doctor. So we just kept going, and we were in the middle of nowhere, no hospitals, anything like that. You know, Tennessee is kind of in the middle of nowhere. So, and when we were there, he was like, wow, my leg really hurts. You really need to go to the hospital. So we weren't near any doctors, any hospital. And so my mom called, and they airlifted him from Tennessee to where we were all the way to Indy. And they had to do surgery right away because they thought he wouldn't make it out. And so it was really scary.
Of course.
And I was really scared that I was going to lose my dad because I'm very close to my dad.
And my
mom was there to support me. It was really scary.
I can imagine it would have been. Now you're 11. And you love, now watch this tie here. You love sea creatures. You love animals. You love critters. Wet and dry, and you are a regular and frequent researcher and visitor to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Florida, right?
That's right. I'm friends with the CEO of the aquarium, David Yates. He's amazing, and all the trainers and staff are very friendly and knowledgeable, and just when you walk into the aquarium, you can feel like anyone who goes to visit Winter just feels special, and I love visiting there because it's so inspiring, and, you know, everybody can relate to winter, you know, with their own life challenges. And it's just amazing to see all the people that walk into the aquarium that get to see winter and to see those looks on their faces. And it's just really amazing. Like, there's so many people out there that have amazing stories, and I'm glad to be sharing one of mine.
Sure. And do you think you want to be a marine biologist someday or something in that field?
Good question. Well, I want to be a marine mammal trainer, which is where you work with all marine mammals. So I'm going to take a four-year degree in psychology, a background in biology, and a minor in environmental science because I care about the environment. And it's important that we take care of our environment because if we don't, then these animals aren't going to thrive.
I want to remind you,
it's important not only to train them, it's also important that we take care of the environment because we live in the environment, and it's really important.
I want to remind people who might have listened and caught on here in the middle, she's 11. All right, so how does this tie back to your dad? Here's how it ties back to your dad. Winter, who we mentioned from A Dolphin's Tale, for those of you who saw the movie or know the story, lost his tail, and he had a prosthetic tail made by the Hanger Company. The Hanger Company has also done something medically with your dad, because did your dad lose his leg?
Well, the doctor, I'm going to go back to, well, after that, he kept having blood clots.
Sure.
We were in the hospital all the time. I had to do homework at the hospital. It was very, very sad. And I loved dolphins at the time, so I needed some inspiration. And Dolphin Tail came out. And so I'm like, wow, I love dolphins. You know, the first time I ever swam with a dolphin, I was four. And ever since, I've wanted to be a dolphin trainer. And so here comes Dolphin Tail, and we go and watch it. And I'm, like, so inspired. And so I started making letters to my dad when he was in the hospital, you know, pictures of winter and stuff like that. And he was really inspired by it. So when my dad still had his leg, we went to actually go visit winter. And so we got to swim with Panama, which was winter's companion.
Wow.
But she died, as shown in Dolphin Tail 2. And she was the oldest dolphin. And I brought my grandpa along with me. And it was just really amazing. So when we got back, the doctor told him that it was a life or death situation, whether he loses leg or he dies. So after seeing, I told my dad, you know, if Winter can lose her tail and still be able to do what other dolphins can do, then you can lose your leg and be able to do what any other human can do. So he lost his leg, and he got a prosthetic, and now he's back to work. And he's swimming, and he's doing everything that he wanted to do for years. And I'm so proud of him because, you know, and proud of Winter because I don't know where I'd be without her, you know, and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's just awesome that I get to share my story with people because it's inspiring.
Well, a lot more people know about it now thanks to you, and it really is inspiring. I can't imagine how close you and your dad are, even before, but now certainly with this bond, and to be able to encourage your dad at a real tough point like this and help him be strong, and as strong as I know that he is, well, you're an exceptional young lady. So congratulations. You're kid of the week. You're something else. And by the way, at 11, to know what you're going to do when you get to college, that's fairly impressive.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, you're planning out your whole life. You let us know what we need to do, because I got a feeling we're going to be listening to Chloe tell us what to do, and we're going to just say thank you because she knows what's happening. Chloe, you're great.
Hold. Dolphin fights, come visit anytime, and I'll let you dip in the water with the dolphin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Everything like
that. Yeah, how about that, right? With Winter. All right, hold on. How about that kid? How about that kid? Find me another 11-year-old that goes, I know the CEO.
Or knows that she wants to do a double major and a minor at that point.
Well, I said in your ear, Steve, I said she sounds like she's 20.
Yeah.
Right?
And who knew anything about a minor when they're 12 or 11? I didn't even know what a major was.
I was more worried about my Keebler Elf cookies not melting on my way to school.
Right.
Remember those?
You know, and
those
she actually told me good.
Loved those.
She told me good question, and in my head I'm going, oh, cool, she thought it was a good question. Trying to impress the 11-year-old.
You didn't even have to ask her a question. She knew all the answers.
I'm telling you. Chloe Healy, getting it done.
Wow.
Kid of the Week, don't forget to get us your nominees for Kid of the Week so we can make sure that we take care of your Kid of the Week and you tell us about the Kid of the Week that you've come across in your world or that you know. Let's start with this. Let's get her a pair of tickets to the... Well, this kid's got to have some fun. She's working to it. A pair of tickets to the Go Ape Treetop Adventure with suspended obstacles, Tarzan swings, and breathtaking... She probably knows Tarzan. She probably knows Tarzan. She probably is familiar with his work. There's zip lines at Bemis Woods and the Cook County Forest Preserves near Western Springs. It's all at GoApe.com. Lou Malnati's Pizza as well. You can go to LouMalnati's.com. Have some pizza when you're not solving the world's problems. And the amazing Chloe Healy... Let's see, let's get this for your family as well. A ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. And let's throw in an app gift card.
That sounds good. And that Go Ape that you give away to the kids, I had a chance to do that. It's really cool. You can zip line, and there's stuff for everybody. There's obstacle courses, so there's stuff on the ground as well as in the air, too. So it's all inclusive. It's for everybody. It's wonderful.